Texas Tech. Coach has said he's going to go right into questions, so if we'll take questions, we'd like to remind you your name and your affiliation, and if you would please stand up, it makes it a lot easier for the coaches to see you. So we got a question on towards the front on the right, so we'll get a microphone to you and we'll start just as quick as we get up there. She's on her way, all the way at the front.
Good morning, Coach. Bob Akhairi with Reddit College Football. You had some key losses at receiver to the NFL. Who should we expect to see stepping up this season?
Yeah, we lost quite a few playmakers that have been really good players for us at wideout, but have some young guys that have really been waiting in the wings. I think you got to start with TJ Basher last year. Made some plays, still needs to grow up some, has to mature, but has a very high upside. Daquan Bowman is an inside receiver that has played sparingly, has kind of waited his turn to get on the field and played really well this spring. And then Jadeon High is a guy who got a 6-year back, has been a productive player for us at all positions, and I expect him to really step up and have a nice campaign this fall as well.
We got a question. Over here on across the aisle.
Hey Cliff, Brian Davis, Austin American Statesman. The biggest thing about you guys last year, you know, just the tough finishes against K-State and those games. How do you practice that in the offseason? I don't know if stress or pressure is the right word, but how do you practice from late game collapses?
Yeah, we felt like we were competitive last year, more so than we've been. Had a chance in almost every game late in the fourth quarter and didn't get it done. We have to kick better, first and foremost. We know that. Have to be better on special teams. And then we just preach finish in everything we do. Every drill we do, every session we have, it's about finish and finishing strong. And I'm not sure if there's a particular way to practice that, to simulate a game, but we've just tried to preach finish this entire offseason.
A question on the right side on the aisle. If you would, please stand up. Thank you.
Hey, Coach. Nick Kruger, Rivals.com. Two quick questions. First, you guys have been real successful the past couple of weeks recruiting. Just kind of talk generally about, you know, what you've been able to tell the recruits in order to get them to buy in this year. And then also the effect of Dakota. He seems to really resonate with the defensive recruits and his impact on your efforts out there.
Yeah, it's been interesting for us having the early signing period and then having the summer visits. I think it delayed some commitments. As players are taking more of their visits they're having during the summer, and I think they're having an opportunity to do so. So I feel like some of the recruits have been more thorough and going to see different places, and that probably delayed some of those commitments. But we're excited about the class. As far as Dakota goes, you know, I think the Netflix thing was huge. They all saw him on there. He was portrayed in a very good light. He's a tremendous player as well. And so I think you combine those things. And, he's very visible right now to those younger players.
Got a question in the middle. Just a moment, we'll get a microphone to you. Suzanne, if you don't mind standing up.
Hey Cliff, Suzanne Halliburton with Austin American Statesman. Wanted to ask you about construction, stadium renovations. What's the next trendy thing that coaches are going to ask their athletic directors to build for them?
That's a great question. I mean, just bigger and better and shinier. I mean, I think that's just the way it's going. Anything that you can attract recruits with, we're going to be wanting it. And I think you're just going to see that continue to move in that direction. Any way you can try to differentiate yourself from a facility standpoint would be a positive for your program.
Question on the left aisle.
Jason Hope with Stillwater News Press. At this event last year, you were asked pretty bluntly about the struggles defensively. This year you come in leading the Big 12 in all Big 12 selections on that defensive side. How do you feel you're starting to trend on that side of the ball?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's preseason, and so you take everything with a grain of salt, but excited for Coach Gibbs and you know, that defensive staff and those defensive players. When Coach Gibbs took the job 4 years ago, you know, he kind of had to redo it all, and he had a vision, knew what he wanted to do, but had to go through two really tough years. To his credit, stuck to his guns with his philosophy, his recruiting, and now, you know, we're making some strides on that side of the football. So really had to credit him a ton with sticking it out and just having continuity on that side of the ball to develop a culture, develop an identity that those defensive players and staff are taking a lot of pride in now.
Got a question on the outside, right? Brian, if you'll stand up, thank you.
A. Cliff Baldy here, Fox Sports. With your success that you've had at Texas Tech with the quarterback, just curious what you have this year, if Jet is in the competition, and is it still open right now?
It is. We have three guys, all very talented. They're inexperienced players, but all very talented. McLean Carter, Jet Duffy, and Alan Bowman. Each athletic, can extend plays, can do all the things we want them to do. We just got to figure out who's going to separate themselves and be the guy. It's the first time in a while that I've gone into a fall camp not really knowing who it's going to be. And so for me, coaching the quarterbacks, working with the quarterbacks, it's exciting. It's a challenge. We're fired up to see who kind of steps up during the competition and separates himself.
Question on the left, about halfway back.
Don Williams from the Lubbock Avalanche Journal. Cliff, even if you don't say so, do you have in mind a guy that you feel like is in the lead at quarterback right now, based on what you saw in the spring and what you've heard in the summer?
Yeah, I really don't. I've tried to be very open-minded on that. McLean has been there 2 years and got more reps than the other two, so I wanted to make sure that Jet and Allen were able to get on kind of an equal playing field before I started evaluating any sort of competition. So I wanted to get them through spring, see how they worked in the summer, continue to watch them throughout the summer, and then really, hey, we're in fall camp, we're all on the same level now, let's see who can take this thing and run with it. So I've tried not to pick a guy in my mind. I'm going to keep it wide open and then see who separates during fall camp.
We got a question on the far right side in the back.
Hey, Cliff, Eric Kelly, KOBK. Are you willing to, if some guy doesn't come ahead and be the guy that you want by the season opener, are you willing to go with two quarterbacks, or are you set on saying we're going to have one guy come that season opener against Ole Miss?
We'd like it to just be one guy. That's how I've done it. But I'm not opposed to it. Whatever's best for the team and the offense, I will do. I'd like to really push the reps and the focus to one guy and really develop him to the highest extent, making sure the other guys are getting good work too. But I think we've had success in our program recently of really pushing it to one guy and making him the focus.
Question on the aisle to the front.
Yeah,
Jake Trotter. Stand up, please, if you will. Thank you.
Okay, hold on a second. Jake Trotter with ESPN. Cliff, how do you feel like your talent level compares defensively to the teams you're going to play in the Big 12? And is this the first year since you've been there you feel like we can be as good as anybody in the league on that side of the ball?
I hope so. I know depth-wise, we're light years ahead of where we've been. I think that's really developed the competitive nature on that side of the ball that's made us better. And I think it starts with the defensive line, having 8 to 10 bodies that we feel like can truly play in the Big 12. You know, in our league, as many drives as you're going to get, as many plays as you're going to get, you got to have that. And then we have 3 linebackers we think can play for anybody and a lot of experience coming back in the secondary. So I think it's a unit that, we'll be able to compete at a higher level than we have on defense and hopefully continue to trend to the top of the league in that side of the football.
Got a question about halfway back in the middle.
Ian Boyd, Inside Texas. Did the success of dime defenses last year from Iowa State and Texas lead you guys to consider any changes in your offensive philosophy? It's always been a team that threw the ball around a lot, and now more and more Big 12 teams are just flooding the field with DBs. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think everybody's trying to find answers for that new kind of scheme that's being run in the Big 12 by different people. So I think it's been an offensive conference for a long time, and defenses are doing a nice job of kind of combating that, slowing down the game, limiting drives, putting more defensive backs on the field, keeping things in front of them. And so I think you could see kind of a cyclical trend in our league of maybe trying to run the football more tight ends, more fullbacks, coming up with answers to kind of offset what they're doing defensively.
About halfway back on the front, Cedric, stand up.
Cliff, Cedric Golden, Austin American Statesman. With the big names that have left, quarterback Baker, Mason Rudolph, Kenny Hill, does it kind of make the this season a little different with the inexperience at that position?
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting. In our league, there always tends to be young guys step up and play on a high level. And, you know, Will Greer at West Virginia is kind of the name coming back. He's done a tremendous job there. But I'm sure there'll be some young players that step up and have great campaigns. I think if you look at the history of the teams that have won the Big 12 championship recently, they've had really, really good quarterback play. And so somebody's going to step up and get it done.
Got a question about halfway back. Chuck, stand up. Thank you.
Chuck Carlton, Dallas Morning News. Cliff, the new redshirt rule, have you given any thought about roster management and how that might affect you guys during the course of the season, maybe being able to spot guys for four games?
Yeah, we have. I think everybody's trying to figure out when the best time is to use it. It's probably going to be a case-by-case basis. You'll want to try and get them in the game at some point during the year, whether that be at the beginning or the end or the bowl game. But I think it's a great rule. I think it'll allow those young players to build confidence to get in and figure out the game and not lose that year, which is good and it's beneficial to them.
Anything further for Coach? Got a question about halfway back, Barry?
Yeah, Cliff, Barry Trammell with the Oklahoman. I ask Gary this. The perception of the league seems to have improved a lot in the last two years, the stability. Have you found that on the recruiting trail? Has that been something you guys don't have to answer as much? And how beneficial has that been to all the members in the conference?
I think so. I think, you know, OU playing in the playoff last year was kind of stepping back in the arena. Some there were a couple years where we weren't in there, and so that was being used against us as a conference in recruiting. But, you know, having that presence last year, I think, meant a lot to the Big 12, and hopefully that continues.
Anything further for Coach? One last time. Any more questions for Coach? We got a question all the way in the back. Is that all the way in the back? Just a second, get a microphone.
I was just wondering what you thought Patrick Mahomes might bring to the Chiefs now that he's the guy.
Yeah, I'm excited about Patrick. He's obviously been kind of thrust into that starting position, and that's a big responsibility. Only a second year and replacing a Pro Bowler, but you look at the weapons they have on offense, you look at Andy Reid being such a great quarterback coach, and then just knowing Patrick as I do, the type of work ethic, the type of maturity he has, I expect him to play at a really high level and then be a lot of fun to watch.
Question on the outside left, just a moment.
Jason Hump with Stillwater News Press. Six of the eight leading rushers from a year ago are returning this year. What does the landscape of the running back position look like in the Big 12 this year?
Yeah, there's some really talented young players. You know, Montgomery there at Iowa State is as good as you'll see in the country. I've been impressed with him since his freshman year. And then there's a handful of others that could play for anybody. And like I mentioned, I think as many as the zone coverages, teams dropping everybody out of there, playing the dime defenses, teams are going to be leaning on running backs more and more, and you're going to see some very productive years from those guys.
Got a question on the aisle, left.
Don Williams from Lubbock Avalanche Journal. Cliff, the fact that you opened the season against Ole Miss, open conference at Oklahoma State, in regards to the quarterbacks, do you do anything different since those are a couple of tough teams that you have to have good quarterback play against early?
Yeah, no, you just, you know, do the best job you can and try to get those guys ready. I don't think there's anything that can prepare them for that type of game one atmosphere. It's going to be a bowl type atmosphere for that kickoff game in Houston. You just throughout fall camp make sure they're as ready as you can be, and then you got to cut it loose and see how they play in front of the bright lights.
Last call. Okay, Coach, good luck on the season.
Thank you.